T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Phil, that's the official date, but not everything's opening?
No. As a matter of fact, I stopped by the $2.2 billion wonder of the transit world on my way over here. And yes, the rooftop garden is going to open up. But you'll be able to go through the main hall and up the escalator to get to the rooftop garden, which is really spectacular. But the actual bus station, it's going to be a while. Now, July 1st, they open that, and a couple of weeks after they open the rooftop, they're going to open up service on the ground, which is the Muni and Golden Gate Transit. They roll the buses through, but that's on street level. Now, on the second level is where they have the bus station, you know, does the East Bay buses, and that's probably going to take a couple of more months. That's not going to open until the end of the summer.
You know, there was a time during the planning phases that if we were talking about this extended closure, it would be a really, really big deal. Not so much because of the fact that it really hasn't built out the way that it was intended to initially.
Yeah, it is. Now, when we were originally talking about this, there was going to be a high-speed rail station in the basement of it, and then there was going to be bus service on the second floor. It's going to be the Grand Central Station of the West. Well, high-speed rail, is it moving too fast? In fact, it's not moving at all.
Putting it mildly.
So they have an empty shell of a bus station down in two floors under this building. So that leaves it with the buses. But what happened is, in order to clear the building, you know, the two beams cracked on the second floor. In order to clear the building, they had to go through thousands of pages of drawings, and they also went and took apart all the beams or the stuff around the beams and on the roof top of this second floor. In other words, they took a load of it apart to go check all the welds. They checked hundreds of welds. They've got to put it back together.
So it's not back together?
No. And here's the reason why all this happened was, the Transbay people have been thinking, okay, we're going to get the green light on this, and then we're going to put it back together, and we'll announce the opening. But the guys that were doing the review of the cracked beams, they issued a press release last night saying, okay, we've reviewed it. Everything's clear. You're cleared to open. And Transbay was stuck with this thing this morning saying, we've got to make an announcement about something. So they're announcing that they're going to partially open it. I don't think they were really ready to roll for a while. It's a little disheartening. Yeah, you watch and see how much money we spent on that thing, and it's still going on.
That's
going to
be a big number. Retail in the area, restaurants in the area, anybody really losing right now because of the closure?
No, because, you know, but what they are doing is they're getting ready to, once it reopens, they'll be able to get crews in there and start putting the more restaurants and those different things that you were talking about that are going to go into this. I'm not sure it's ever going to be the Grand Central Station of the West, but it's sure going to be interesting because, you know, they're going to reopen it, and we're all going to be looking at it, and I feel sorry for the Transbay people. You know, because like I said, it's $2.2 billion. It took forever to build. It just got bigger and bigger. What if the escalators don't work? You know, the minute something else happens, everybody's going to be down there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.